Have you ever been guilty of considering yourself a self-made woman, or I did all of this and I did all of that, and because I did all of this and all of that, maybe it's degrees or maybe it's some kind of job or whatever, and you kind of get prideful. We always hear people talk about a self-made man or whatever, and you hear people brag and carry on. And, you know, there's an old proverb over in Proverbs, I was looking for the exact place, that says, pride goeth before a fall. It's in Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before a fall. It actually said, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So we have to be careful in this world about pride. And in Daniel 4, O King Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he was a prideful little dude. And he was a king, he was a ruler, everything was fantastic, you know, he ruled so many people, and he got prideful. And as we've watched this, he's been given opportunities to accept the Lord and surrender to the Lord, and he'll give the Lord some credit, but he still is like, ooh, me, my, and I, okay? So, in this particular chapter of Daniel, chapter 4, this is Nebuchadnezzar's dream of a tree. Now, Nebuchadnezzar had a lot of dreams, and that's why Daniel was in place, is because he knew how to interpret them. So they had kind of built a relationship at this point. Although Daniel served the Lord, he was still good to King Neb, okay? So King Nebuchadnezzar starts out. Now, y'all, this is long, and I cannot read it all for time purposes. Go read this. It's like one of my favorite stories in the whole Bible, because I just think it's like super cool. God's so cool. So King Nebuchadnezzar starts out, and he's like, you know, to the people and nations of men of every language who live in all the world, may you prosper greatly. It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me. How greater his signs, how mighty his wonders, his kingdom is eternal kingdom, his dominion endures from generation to generation. So it sounds like old King Neb's got his stuff together, but he got his stuff together after going through this story that he tells. So he says, and I'm going to paraphrase, okay, this is the Beth version, a lot of it. He says, okay, I had this dream, and I was in my palace, and everything. I was content and prosperous, and everything's fabulous, and had a dream that just scared me half to death. So he called for Daniel, and you know, he also called Daniel Belteshazzar, and he's like, I know that the spirit of the holy gods, see, he's still referring to God as plural, like there's multiple gods, okay? I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you. Here is my dream, interpret it for me. These are the visions I saw while lying in my bed. I looked, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous. The tree grew large and strong, and its top touched the sky. It was visible to the ends of the earth. Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit abundant, and on it was food for all. Under it, the beast of the field found shelter, and the birds of the air lived in the branches. From it, every creature was fed. In the visions I saw while lying in my bed, I looked, and there before me was a messenger, a holy one, coming down from heaven. He called in a loud voice, cut down the tree and trim off its branches, strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit, let the animals flee from under it and the birds from its branches, but let the stump and its roots bound with iron and bronze, remember how we talked about iron and bronze the other day, remain in the ground, in the grass of the field. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven, and let him live with the animals among the plants of the earth. Let his mind be changed from that of a man, and let him be given the mind of an animal till seven times pass by for him. Oh, mercy. All right. So he has this spooky, scary dream. Okay. So he calls up Daniel, and he's like, dude, what's this mean? And Daniel's like, whoo, you know, he's a little perplexed by it and a little terrified. And he's like, oh, snap, I don't have to tell the king this. I don't be telling the king this bad news. This is bad news, you know. And at this time, Daniel has forgiven him, even though King Nebuchadnezzar abducted him and took him to a foreign land and took all these people to a foreign land. Daniel's starting to kind of feel sorry for old King Neb. And he's like, you know, my Lord, if only the dream applied to your enemies and its meanings to your adversaries. But it didn't. All right, so I'm going to paraphrase here. So he breaks it down for him, says, dude, you're the tree. And, you know, you've got this vast kingdom, and, you know, you take care of everybody like this tree is doing. But this is God warning you that if you don't get it together and you don't repent and get your stuff right, that God's going to chop you down just like that tree. And he's going to leave your roots there, and he's going to leave that all tied to the ground. And then you just going to crawl around on the earth like you a critter. Okay. Oh, my Lanta, this is a spooky dream. So Daniel warns him. Okay. And then he tells him, look, you're going to live like an animal out in the woods, out in the wilderness for 7 years. It says until seven times passes. That's 7 years they're talking about. And until you acknowledge the Lord for who he is. And so Daniel's spooked. He's like, oh, man, you got to get this right. Don't mess up. And he says, renounce your sins. This is in, I can't see what verse, 27, I think. Renounce your sins by doing what is right and your wickedness by being kind to the oppressed. It may be then that your prosperity will continue. So he's telling him, look, get it right with the Lord and maybe the Lord will spare you of this dream. So King Nebuchadnezzar just kicks around for 12 months. He's just rolling and going. Everything's just still lovely and fine. And he's walking on the roof of his palace one day, 12 months after this dream. He's in Babylon. And he says, is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty? Man, he is proud. He is up there. He's got his chest all bowed out like a banny rooster. Woo, he's doing it. And bam, just bam, the words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You'll be driven away from the people, and you're going to go live with wild animals. Okay, paraphrasing again. He tells him the same thing he told him in the dream. It's on, buddy. You're going out in the wilderness. You're going to roam around like cattle. You're going to eat grass. You're going to have dew all over you. You're going to grow feathers like an eagle and claws like a bird. Good luck with it. I gave you a warning. You jacked it up. Peace out. Okay, God's ticked off. He's done with King Neb. And this is what happens. So like he loses his kingdom. He loses everything. And he is stuck out in the wilderness. Just scratching around. Eating grass and such. Y'all think that through. It was like, I heard a preacher say one time, it's like the first werewolf ever. You know, right? I mean, like King Nebuchadnezzar was like the original werewolf. Here, you know, got feathers. And anyway. Some of y'all are like, Beth, you're crazy. But I'm telling you, it's in the Word. Okay, it's up in the Bible. Go read it. It's a cool story. And you need to read the whole thing so you can get all this because you're getting the best version here. So, you know, this, Daniel, you know, we learn in this at several things. We learn that pride's not good. We learned that Daniel is pretty cool, that he forgives King Nebuchadnezzar and helps him out and even says, I hope this dream, you know, passes by you and is for somebody else, but dude, and you know, and Daniel's trying to help him. And you would think Daniel would be like, hey, God, go ahead, set him off in the woods and let him eat bugs and grass and scratch around like a critter. You know, that would be me. I'd be like, this man is awful. Go ahead, Lord, get him, Lord. But Daniel wasn't like that. He showed forgiveness and love and compassion for him. And there's a lesson right there. And then, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, all his pridefulness landed him out there. Have you ever been to the woodshed? Have you ever just like messed with God and he whooped your tail? Because that's a thing. There's a trip to the woodshed waiting for you. You act up, you start getting all prideful. God can snatch up everything you got. You know, we did in one of the lessons before about God and Job, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. You best be careful walking around with the big old prideful spirit and thinking that you are the reason you got what you got. God gave you your talents. He gave you your hands. He gave you your gifts. And don't ever forget to praise him for it. And see, King Neb wasn't praising him and King Neb wasn't accepting him. He was just like, yeah, you're one of the gods, but you're not God. And so, you know, King Neb had it wrong. So then King Nebuchadnezzar lives out there for 7 years, and at the end of that time, it says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High, honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done? At that same time, my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I restored my throne and became even greater than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble. Okay, so no pride, get humbled before the Lord, and know that we don't want to be living out in the woods like a critter, losing our brain, right? I mean, like he had to live like an animal. His mind even thought he was an animal for 7 years until he decided to look towards heaven and call on the name of the Lord. So if you have not spent some time getting to know the Lord, you know, one thing in my Bible that it said was profession doesn't always mean possession. Profession doesn't always mean possession. So he was professing he knew who the Lord was, but possession, he didn't have that relationship with the Lord. He had not surrendered and submitted to the Lord. Knowing that God is alive and knowing who that God is out there is one thing. Knowing him and having a relationship and calling on him to be your savior, that's another. And you got to do the latter. You've got to call on him as your savior and have a relationship with him and surrender to him, not just go, yeah, I know there's a God, because that ain't how you can get into heaven. So that's your lesson today. I pray you'll go read Daniel 4 because it's a cool chapter and you can get all the parts that I left out. And y'all have a fabulous day in the Lord.